This is Mr. Disc Golf, and you're listening to the Hudson Valley Disc Golf Podcast.
Eric, we're back to you. We've used no hole 4, 7, or 9.
Hole one.
I'm going to keep track of the disc cap, the top 10 tags, but they haven't done any updates since I got a second here. I just wanted to tell you guys, JFAT at Gardner, Eric and Dave, you guys haven't played out in Gardner, right?
No.
Okay. You'll barely get out to like Beacon maybe once Correct. In a decade or so.
Yeah.
So it's right on the Wallkill River on the side. Half the holes are on the side of a hill. He went out and got foot scrapers for every tee pad.
That's cool.
Where you can just put your foot in and scrape it, like. And I just thought that was the coolest thing. He went out and got 18
yeah.
of them.
Yeah, JFAT.
That's awesome.
Also, Warwick, they're still doing accepting sponsorships for the blue baskets that they just replaced. I didn't realize that. I knew they sold out at silver, but I checked to see if blue 11 was available, but it's not.
I saw that the other day too. I saw that Dan posted that they still had like 9 or 12 left. Yeah.
I messaged him, but then my dog hurt her leg and needs to, you know, has to go to the doctor. So yeah. I'm not getting another tee pad.
Can't get involved in that.
I don't need none of that noise. I just wanted to point out those couple things.
I got dogs to fix.
Yeah. I just thought, you know.
Yeah, no, I think that's good publicity. Get yourself one of those pretty baskets.
I mean, I don't know if a club would sponsor a hole. Does that happen?
So we do that. I don't actually know if Wedge has bought a basket at Warwick. My guess would be that they have. If they haven't, my guess is that they're thinking about it.
Yeah. All right, Jack, your hole, no 4, no 7.
I'll take hole 9 for 500. Hole 9.
Okay, so I have a couple disc golf scenarios. I'm just going to ask you the scenario and tell me what you would do.
All right.
As a disc golfer. Jack will go first. Everybody will get the opportunity to tell what they would do in the scenario. Jack will just go first. All right, so Jack, you're playing dubs for money. You're up by a stroke with 2 to play. Your opponents are an A player and a player playing their 3rd round ever, and it's their first time playing dubs. Both teams tee off on 17 and have a putt for birdie. Your team is up first and misses the birdie putt, but you're set up for the 3. The A player then misses a 10-footer, but his new partner makes it with a not-so-blatant but definite stance violation, falling forwards towards the basket after the putt lands. What would you do?
I will say that depends a little bit on who my partner is. If it was 2 of me,
yes,
I'm letting it slide.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. What if it's the other way around and it's the better player?
Yeah, I'm calling that.
Okay.
I'm not calling it on the new guy.
What do you think, Dave?
Same. No, I wouldn't call it on a new guy. I'd be really happy for them.
What about the pro? Would you call it on them?
Or absolutely. Yeah. Especially if it was Jack.
Yeah.
And Jack, in my eyes, is a pro.
Fair enough. I believe he's won $45 ever.
That's a fact. And it'd be best if you didn't, you know, put that out there, because I have not paid taxes on that money.
Oh. Eric, do you have any differing opinion? Basically, okay for the noob, not for the better player?
I wouldn't call it on either of them, but it depends on how much money we were playing for.
True. All right. Well, we'll start. We'll go backwards on this one. So we'll start with Eric. You're on a card with people you know playing a C tier in the fall. One of your opponents threw a drive that everybody saw land in the fairway, but it got buried in the leaves. 3 minutes has gone by, and the next card is coming up to the tee, so the player heads back to re-tee. He's halfway there, and you find the disc. What do you do? If that made any sense.
It makes perfect sense.
Okay.
I would let him play from the lie, although it's probably not the appropriate answer.
Dave, what do you think?
I think 3 minutes is enough time, but I agree with Eric. I would let him play from the lie.
This actually happened to Brandon.
All right.
And he ended up, I think, re-teeing, but he was happy to find his disc.
Yeah, see, that's the lost disc. I feel like that's the worst penalty in disc golf. I understand you should maybe take a penalty for like a bad lost disc. But if you throw it and it lands in the fairway, you're losing a disc and you're going to get a stroke too. That's a bummer. Jack, any opinion?
The disc has been looked for and declared lost. And it's a C tier, and I'm a certified PDGA official. You've got to redrive it. It sucks. I've done it twice. Once on hole 10, right in the middle of the fairway. And man, we looked for, I will tell you what, more than 3 minutes. And then once in a team challenge match against my arch nemesis, Kenji Klein, who like once the disc got buried in the leaves, I swear he had a stopwatch set to three. And at 3:01, he's like, oh, yeah, I got to retake. And we did, in fact, find. Now, I threw my second tee shot right to the first one.
Nice.
So it was easy finding at that point, you know, with you know, three guys down there spotting for me. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it sucks. But, you know, PDGA event, doesn't matter if it's a B tier or C tier. You know, just 3 minutes of looking, and then that disc is lost, unfortunately.
Yeah, I get you. All right. So, Dave, what hole?
Two is good.
Two. All right. Do you play disc golf in bad weather?
Yes.
What is the most snow you've ever played in?
The most snow I ever played in was the first tournament I ever played, which was the FDR Freeze Fest. It was, I think it was...
The second one.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. The second tournament. The first tournament
ever. -10 degrees.
This was at FDR, and it was, I believe it was 2.5 feet of snow.
It was deep, and it was worse than that, too.
Yeah.
Because... like the top 1 inch of that snow had crusted over.
Yeah.
And it crusted over to the exact structural soundness that allowed you to support like 90% of your weight before it gave way and you slammed your shins into that ice.
Yeah.
That was
Jack. Did you run that tournament, Jack?
I may have.
Yeah, because that was the day.
On hole 13.
Yeah, me and Eric hated you that day.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's what you get, frankly, for not knowing me.
Yeah. What happened to all that love?
Yeah.
Jeez. Actually, it was me and Eric Brumette.
Yep.
And we were like, why is Eric playing twice today? And then we saw the spelling of the guy's last name.
Yeah.
And then that's how we met Eric Brumette.
I will say, yeah, that was 2015, and yes, I was the TD.
Yes, wow.
And I was probably getting back at Grandma for, like, spending 15 minutes telling me he was going to get a course into New York City, and he knew a lot of people.
That still hasn't happened.
It hasn't, Eric.
I was a very overexcited
I know.
Disc golfer with a bug, you know?
So I had to send you out to 13.
That's right.
Has anybody had a disc crack from the cold?
Several.
I have not.
I put Casey Pro AVRs, and they are brittle as hell. I break two or three a year.
Wow,
I'm going with no.
Yeah, me and Eric don't hit things when we play disc golf, so it's hard.
Yeah,
I think in your case, you just don't throw it hard enough.
Exactly.
Jack, you know the rule on this, right? If you're,
yeah, it's like the biggest. Now, see, my Casey Pro AVR is never. Like the rule doesn't come into effect because it happens. I don't drive them. I'm putting them. So that's a circle putt. And I tend to just crack them on the cage. And so, you know,
wow.
I guess it would matter if some part of the disc actually, if the biggest part of the disc landed in the basket, but that's typically not what happens. If I hit the chains, they don't break. So I end up hitting the cage and then they crack right there, but it all basically falls right below the basket.
So what is the rule?
So the rule is the largest part of your disc, the largest fragment is your lie.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, anything below freezing is gonna do damage.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And it totally depends on the plastic. So people used to, when there were just DX discs, those things cracked like nobody's business. You hit a tree at, you know, 15-20 degrees, you're gonna crack the damn thing. Star plastic, champion plastic, that's much harder to break up.
All right, Dave, since you asked, you picked the hole.
Mm-hmm.
Rate these from best to worst, what you would do to what you wouldn't do.
Okay.
Your choices are playing disc golf in 2 feet of fresh, drifty snow,
mm-hmm.
a gusty wind, cold rain, and below freezing.
Oh, my man.
Yeah, which one
which
is the least desirable, really?
Least desirable is probably the fresh snow. I would play, it's hard to rate them in order. I'm going to say first, I would probably do the cold, the extreme cold, because you could always layer up. Mm-hmm. And then, probably windy next, and then the rain, and then probably the least would be the snow.
Eric?
Grandma?
He's asking his wife.
Grandma?
Eric, I'm sorry. Jack, what do you think?
I am absolutely 100% right there with Dave. That's the exact order.
Eric's on mute.
I'm on mute. Sorry.
I just looked up.
He's been talking the whole time.
Definitely prefer the wind.
Really?
Yeah, I would prefer the wind. And then definitely snow last. And then cold second, and rain third. Sorry to be not chronological.
Swing your swing, baby.
The only thing I have to put cold rain at the bottom. I'll play all day if it's like 50 and raining, but if it gets to like 30 degrees or lower and it's raining, that's just the worst. I don't know. That's
yeah,
just me,
like but. So like the 2 feet of fresh powder, mm-hmm. I'm flat out not playing it. It's going to have to be a tournament.
Exactly.
Or a challenge for me to go deal with that. I'm not just going to unload my bag into the snow for no reason.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good point. It's like the aggravation of losing discs, or you're just miserable.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. Okay.
The rain is the worst, though. Come on. I mean, playing.
Oh, yeah. It's bad.
But snow is, it's kind of point. Yeah.
The fact is, I'm probably not going out the door for either of those things unless it's a tournament.
The older you get, Jack.
Yeah. And I am old, boy.
I got my chalk ready. I've done ribbons, but I have chalk, but I haven't had a chance to use it.
Yeah, I'm a chalk guy.
I know. You got to have a lot of saliva, though.
I started just bringing a second water bottle.
Right.
Just spraying it with the water bottle. Huh. Otherwise, you find yourself halfway through quoting Jaws. You're like Richard Dreyfuss going, I got no spit.
Right.
Jack, what hole?
I got
3, 5, 6, 8.
Five? Let's take five.
Five. If you could have the entire catalog of one band and or solo artist, but that is all you could listen to forever, who would it be?
Oh, that's really tough.
If you could have the entire, I'll read it again just to
go ahead.
Give you a minute to buy. If you could have the entire catalog of one band and or solo artist, but that is all you could listen to forever, who would it be? And what I mean by that and or solo artist, if you said Michael Jackson.
Do I get the Jackson 5?
Yeah, you get the whole Magilla. Yeah. Anything that he sung on, even some of the, you could even have, I always feel like somebody's watching me, you know, everything.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I hear you. That's, what's it, Rockwell?
Yes.
Yeah, nice.
That is Rockwell.
That's a deep pull.
But yeah, you can have the whole Magilla.
And you is Rockwell also a disc golf course?
You know, Rockwell was in a band. He was in a funk band before that. Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yes, he was.
Oh, that's tough for me. It's between the Beatles and Ween, and I think I have to go with the Beatles because I'm also a big Paul McCartney fan. I don't hate John Lennon. I think I'm stuck with Beatles.
New McCartney album is not too bad, by the way.
He can't stop.
It's pretty good.
And even when like the record isn't good, there's still some genius in there in terms of songs. Yeah, the Beatles.
All right. Eric, what do you think?
Gotta be Van Morrison for me.
Van Morrison?
Yep.
Okay.
You can listen to Van Morrison for the rest of your life.
Can you believe
it? And nothing but Van Morrison. I really can't.
Well, it's kind of like Dylan, you know. It's like cilantro, you know.
I really don't.
You either like it or you don't.
All right.
I knew if we were playing in the couples game, I would have gotten points for that one. I would pick that. And Eric can pick my band.
Yeah, that's how we should have done it.
Eric's going to pick my band. Right. Tina.
Eric, who's Dave's band?
Really, Dave?
Yeah.
These guys are going to get into a fight in the car on the way home.
Dave picked Rush. Yeah,
that's right. I did pick Rush.
Wow.
Yep.
Couples.
Couples.
Nice. Oh, actually, speaking of that, I was thinking.
How about you, Pat? Same question.
I Green Day, probably. I don't know why.
Wow.
I don't know what I would do in the second hour, but.
Your guys' desert islands are going to be shitty.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know. Actually, it's a pretty safe choice.
Yeah.
I'm picking it for like catalog diversity.
I knew you were going to say that, Jack, because you get Wings in there. You get it all.
Right. I mean, even when in just the Beatles, you get most of it.
Do you know the Give My Regards to Broad Street album, Paul McCartney?
What's on that? Do you know?
I weirdly got into that in my one of my kind of weird teenage. It's check it out.
Yeah,
it's nothing that anyone would know, but it's a great album.
Yeah, right. I will check it out.
I don't know. Definitely wouldn't be Green Day. That's I don't know why I even said that.
There's no way it's Green Day.
Probably. Man, I should really think about my own question. I don't know. Is that everybody?
Yeah.
Last time through, Eric, we got 3, 6, and 8.
Go with 3.
3. This is just a question I have, and Jack actually might know the answer. That's why I threw it up here, but try your hand at this. There are regulation baskets, discs, and mini sizes. Like, a disc has to be this size, a mini has to be that size, a basket has to be that size. Why don't they have specifics for T-pads? At least, why do you think?
Probably because there are so many different courses and limitations and not enough rules yet. That's what I think.
Yeah, probably. What do you think, Jack?
So the popular theory actually has to do with liability and that the PGA does not want to specify how that launching surface is made, what size it is, etc.
Okay.
We don't actually know the answer, but that's the most popular thing that gets slung around in design forums. Every once in a while, somebody throws up, why the exact question that you pose, why aren't there standards for T-pads? The other thing is they don't want to handcuff existing courses or designers. And so they stay away from it. There's also no consensus really about what T-pads should be made of, materials, etc. But the most popular thing that gets kicked around is the PDGA doesn't want to tell anybody how to build a T-pad.
All right. Well, glad to know that. All right. So this is who was second? Dave?
Yeah. Yeah.
Six or eight?
Eight.
What would you like to talk about?
Anybody, huh?
Anybody have anything they want to talk about? Anything that I missed?
Eric? Yeah? Eric?
Anybody?
Eric?
About what?
Oh, nothing. I just was asking if anybody wanted to talk about anything. Jack, you got hole 8.
Hole 8, hit me.
Hole 8 is a quiz.
Quiz me.
Love it.
I've got, basically, this is a 3-round deal. Your guys are going to take turns going head-to-head.
Oh, boy.
You're each going to go twice. Jack, you can either pick the category or your opponent. What would you like to do?
I'll pick the category.
Okay. Two of them are music related, and one is disc golf.
I'll take one of the music related.
80s or 90s?
80s.
All right. Now I'm just flipping a coin to see who you get to play.
I wonder if I'm heads or tails.
You were tails. And it was heads. So Jack is playing Dave only because you said something. That's why you got tails. So Jack's going to go against Dave in the first round. Winner stays on for this one.
Whoa.
Okay. You're going to take turns. I'm going to name a one-hit wonder from the 80s song, and then you got to tell me the band, okay?
Yep.
Starting with Jack. Come On, Eileen.
Dexy's Midnight Runners.
Damn it.
Dave, we're not going to take it.
We're not going to take it?
Yes.
That's going to be the guys from Long Island. That is...
Oh, my God.
It's so bad. Oh, horrible. D. Snyder's Band.
Docking.
No. I can't remember the stupid band name. It's so bad. Pass.
Twisted Sister.
Shit.
Oh, my God.
Horrible. Jack, absolutely horrible.
Just a friend.
Sorry, say it again.
Just a friend.
Oh, that is...
Wow.
The Biz. Biz Markie.
Correct.
Wow.
Dave, don't you forget about me.
Oh, that is... It's so bad. That's the soundtrack from that stupid movie.
You know everything except the name, the answer.
It's so bad. It's so bad. He's the Breakfast Club band. I can't remember the band's name right now. I pass.
They didn't write it, but it's Simple Minds.
That's right. Damn it.
All right. Jack, tough enough.
Oh, tough my God. Enough.
Oh, that is one of the fabulous Thunderbirds.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Correct.
Yeah. Damn it.
That guy's a witch.
Jimmy Ray Vaughan.
Yeah, that's right. It's Jimmy Ray Vaughan.
Dave, the future's so bright, I got to wear shades.
Oh, my God. That's so good. Why aren't we? Can you switch these around?
Boy, and I wanted to play grandma.
Oh, God. The future's so bright. I got to wear shades.
I would have been worse.
Oh my God, that's so bad. Huey Lewis in the News.
Jack,
Timbuk 3.
Jeez,
that's horrible.
Bed, Jack. Beds Are Burning.
Oh, that's an Australian band.
Yeah, Midnight. I know it. What?
Midnight Oil.
You are correct.
Who did that?
What's that?
Did Eric throw that out?
No, that's me. I said Midnight.
I think he was muffled for a second.
Okay,
Dave.
No.
Don't Worry, Be Happy.
I even know this one.
I can't remember the guy's name.
You're just locking up.
I'm locked up.
This is going to keep you up all night, bro.
I'm locked up.
No guess?
Milli Vanilli?
Oh, you betcha.
Jack.
It's Bobby McFerrin?
Yeah. Ding, 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 ding.
Wow. Damn it.
Jack, Putting on the Ritz.
Tacoing on the Ritz.
Yeah, oh, correct. My God.
I hate this guy.
Yeah, this is Bill. He's been, dude, go back and listen to the last few podcasts and listen to me stammer for half an hour.
Come on.
One thing right. This one was built for me.
Come on.
Dave.
No.
Relax.
Oh, come on. That's, Frankie Goes to Hollywood.
There you go. I thought that meant meditation.
I think we got two more here. Jack, Iran.
Oh,
Flock of Seagulls.
Come on.
And Dave, In a Big Country.
That is Big Country.
You suck.
Well, it was 10-2.
Damn it.
And one of his had Big Country in the name.
Horrible.
So now it's going to be Jack versus Eric. Eric, which so we got 90s music or disc golf?
Definitely disc golf.
Nice. Okay.
This is where I think you might, I mean, this is what Jack was talking about. I'm pretty sure he's not great at disc golf.
Yeah, so I try to throw stuff in disc golf. Yeah.
So what I'm going to ask this round, you're going to take turns naming players, male or female, that won disc golf pro tour tournaments this year. So 2020 disc golf pro tour winners, male or female. Okay, Eric, you go first.
Do I have to name the tournament?
No. Just name the, we're just looking for the player names. Bonus point if they won more than one.
Paul McBeth.
You get 2 points. He won two of them. Jack.
Paige Pierce.
You get 2 points. She won 7.
Damn. I should get 7 points.
Wow.
Back to Eric.
Katrina Allen.
She won twice. 2 points. Jack.
Ricky Wysocki.
1 point. Eric.
Let me steal, dude. Come on.
I'm drawing a blank on this guy's name.
Whichever one.
Fuck.
Dave. I will give you 3 guesses, Dave, after, yeah, if there's any left.
Okay.
They go and they're going to go until they get wrong.
Nice.
Yeah. And here's the thing. They're each going to go until they each get one wrong.
Ooh.
Does that, you know what I mean? So one of them can keep racking them up.
Yeah,
but if there's any left after they both get them wrong, I'll give you three tries.
God.
Just because you don't get bonus points in the two rounds you're playing.
Now I'm fucking brain farting, and I know them. I know their faces.
I just bought you like 2 minutes.
Brain. I'll
give you about 10 seconds.
Nate Sexton.
No.
No. Jack?
I didn't think so, but I couldn't think of anyone else.
Oh, no, it was a good guess. He usually wins one thing every, you know what I mean? So
yeah,
I would have guessed it. Jack? Now you get to go, Jack. You get to go one at a time until you get one wrong.
Okay. Eagle?
He multi-time winner. You're correct.
Kay LaVisca?
No.
Wow.
Oh!
Now, Dave, you got three chances.
So I'm out? Okay. I don't get to go?
Yeah, you both. Once you get one wrong, you're both out. So there are a lot left.
Yeah. Well, first one I'm going to say is, I think, winner of the Pro Tour, maybe, Chris Dickerson.
That's a point.
And I'm going to say female, the girl that Haley King.
I'm sorry.
What?
Nope. But you get a third. Remember I said I'd give you three guesses.
I think.
Who's that?
I think Haley King won the female disc golf pro tour championship. Is that right? I think she did.
This year?
Yeah. I think she beat Paige Pierce. Could be wrong, but I think she did. I can name a couple others. It doesn't matter.
Well, no. I mean, you still have one more guess. So why don't you...
How about the guy who won the Memorial, Calvin Heimberg?
Let me check it. Yep. 2 points, because he won twice.
Really?
Yeah.
But
that's you got three guesses.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
I'll double check on the... I thought it was... what do you call it? I thought Katrina Allen won it.
No, she lost.
Pro Tour Championship, Katrina Allen and Chris Dickerson.
That was last year.
2020.
No.
Let me just double check what I got here. She won it last year, as you're saying? So I might have checked.
Yeah. It's all right. Whatever. It doesn't matter.
Oh, just take 2 seconds. Here we go. 2020. Haley King and Kevin Jones. So actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nobody said Kevin. Okay. So you.
Yeah. I was thinking of two. That was the one of the names I couldn't think of, Kevin Jones. And
yeah.
And the other is, you want a hint, Dave? Who won?
What do you mean?
I can't think of the guy with the long hair. What's his name?
Me neither. I can't think of his name either.
James Conrad?
James Conrad, that's Conrad. Right.
Didn't he win the Maple Hill?
I think so. No.
Not this year.
Macbeth won this year, yeah. Maple Hill. Yeah.
I grabbed, yeah, so Kevin Jones, I had, what's his name? Instead, I had Calvin twice. No big
deal. Yeah.
Well, you got your point, and I have Colin Montgomery, Ellen Widboom, Evelina Salonen, Kevin Jones, and Nico LaCastro as other winners.
Oh, yeah, Nico won. Garrett Guthrie didn't win one?
No, maybe.
And so our final round is going to be Jack and Dave, right?
Sweet.
Jack and Dave.
Eric and Dave.
90s music. Bring it on.
Yeah.
It's going to be a loser for me since I was listening to Van Morrison and Bob Dylan.
Bring it on.
All right. Let me just tally up here because...
You're going to have to do a lot of editing on this one, Pat.
Oh, I live for editing. And yeah, the silences, I just, you know, that's easily truncate silence.
Yeah.
Hell, the software will do that.
Yeah. Yeah, Jack is smoking, you guys. All right. all right, 90s music.
Bad about it.
Yeah.
We're going to start with Eric. Nothing compares to you.
Sinead O'Connor.
Cool. Nice.
Dave, Mambo number 5.
Mambo number 5. Ooh. I don't know.
Eric?
No clue.
Lou Bega.
Exactly.
Back to Eric.
Did you know that one, Jack?
No, I didn't. I was racking my brain, but I couldn't come up with it. Only slightly smacks familiar.
Eric.
Yeah.
Jump around. Jump around.
Oh my goodness. Too many bad things happened in the 90s. Never going to get it. I mean, of course, right. I know the song, but.
Dave?
Do I get the points if I steal?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I mean, I was thinking like Crisscross. Is that right?
No, they did Jump.
They did
Jump. Yeah.
They did. Yeah.
The Daddy Mac will make you jump.
Yeah. Yeah. The Daddy Mac will make you jump. Jump Around was that Irish band. I can't remember their name. Can't do it.
No. Jack, what do you got? No points.
But. I built the house. I brought the pain.
House of Pain. Wow.
That's right.
This one's more up your alley, Dave. What is love?
What
is love?
Oh, Baby Don't Hurt Me. That was, what is love? I don't know the name of that band.
Eric?
Nope.
Jack? Any guess?
No.
Hadaway. number 5. This is for Eric. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Nope.
Neither of you?
Nope.
Blur.
Hold on.
What are you talking about? Hold on. You don't know.
You're unbelievable.
That's it. You don't know it.
You're unbelievable.
Yeah, I know. You could sing it.
You could sing it.
I know. I'm hoping that's going to like generate something.
Yep.
No, it's not generating anything.
Jack, you know this one?
Yeah, it's Blur.
EMF.
Oh, yeah, EMF. Right.
It's not Blur.
Yep. It's not blur.
Dave, the freshman.
No.
Nope.
Jack?
Crap.
It's tough.
And we never compromise. Blah, blah. I'm singing great tonight. I can't think of the name of it.
The Verve
Pipe. The Verve Pipe.
Oh, the Verve Pipe. Damn.
Eric, Criminal. Criminal.
I know this one.
Everybody
knows. Janet Jackson. I have no idea.
That's Fiona Apple.
Correct. Dave, Save Tonight. Save Tonight.
Save. I don't know the name of that band. Save Tonight. I don't know.
Tomorrow I'll be gone. Eric, I guess?
No, not even a guess.
Tomorrow Jack? I'll be gone. It's Eagle Eye Cherry.
Oh, yes.
Eric, I try.
No guess.
Dave?
No.
Jack?
Nah.
Macy Gray.
Oh, wow.
All right, we'll do two more.
Yeah.
Eric, Flagpole Sitta.
Oh, I know this one.
Next.
Flagpole Sitta. Dave, nothing?
No.
Paranoia, Jack? Paranoia, everybody's coming to get me. It's PJ Harvey.
Harvey Danger.
It's Harvey Danger. God damn it.
And here's the last one. This one's for you. Dave, standing outside a broken phone booth with money in my hand.
Do not know that.
Eric?
No guess.
Jack?
Nah.
Primitive Radio Gods.
Wow.
So you guys tied that round at one.
Nice.
And if my calculations are correct, Jack ended up at 23, Dave 13, and Eric 9.
Oh.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Good shooting, guys.
I'll be your number two, Jack.
Before we end, we'll just go around room real quick. When do you guys expect to play your next round, Dave? When do you expect to play your next round?
Within the next week or two.
Eric?
Next couple of weeks for sure.
Been I thought he was going to say 2022 Kisco.
Right.
I'm hoping to do better.
Yeah.
Yeah, I still don't know. I can't answer the question.
Fair enough. Thanks for taking the time, fellas. Sweet up Hudson Valley. And remember, be nice. Don't say nice. I need about 2 minutes, and it'll be our—it's our last hole. So,
okay, we'll go to yapping.
Yeah, just give me 2 seconds, and I'll get everything situated. Thank you.
Dave, are you playing any music?
I have been. Yeah, I was in the studio with my longtime guitar player who lives in up by you. We were meeting in the city, probably over the summer. We were going to the studio that was like. You know, they were swearing it was like ultraviolet, sterilized. And
yeah, right.
And, you know, I felt kind of okay about it because, I mean, they were putting these like condoms over the microphones, these like mic condoms and stuff. And, you know, and I had it. So I was like, all right, I have antibodies. So I don't have as much to worry about.
Right.
But, I mean, nobody got sick that went to the studio. So we probably played about 8 to 10 times in the studio. We're having a good time. And then, you know, I played home, you know, with the kids and, you know, but, mostly bass.
Yeah.
Some guitar. How about you?
Not nearly as, I mean, that's one of the big parts of my life that's totally gone away with the pandemic.
Oh, sorry to hear that. Sorry to hear that.
The studio is small and, you know, to pack a bunch of guys in here.
Yeah. You can't do that. Now.
Just can't do it. And I miss it a lot.
Yeah. I actually, you might have seen it on Instagram and YouTube. This guy, Scott Devine. You might not, but just because I'm always constantly searching up bass, you know how that goes with the internet. So this guy, Scott's Bass Lessons, it's really, really good for online lessons. I mean, it's so comprehensive. Everything from beginner, intermediate to pro. And they have like these like 20-minute lessons, 10-minute lessons sometimes. They have seminars, and the website is fantastic. So I've been messing around with that a little bit too.
I feel like that is one of the pandemic's core competencies is
totally
is sorting out online lessons.
Oh my God, it's everywhere.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's pretty cool. I really like it. Yeah.
So, you had it, anybody else in the house?
My wife, tested positive for antibodies. My kids don't know. I mean, they never got them tested for antibodies, but they've been tested numerous times each.
Right.
And they have not gotten it, but it's very possible they had it. And my symptoms were pretty light. I mean, I lost sense of taste and smell for 2 weeks and had like a post nasal drip. I probably had like a minor pneumonia for about 2-3 weeks.
Yep.
And but my energy levels really weren't zapped at all, and I was good to go.
Right on.
You know, I was up in Rhode Island, and you know, built a shed, a couple of gardens.
Yeah, yeah,
I was good. Yeah. I was good, but other than that, it was good. Perfect.
Eric, are you guys clean?
Yep. When I went back, construction opened. I haven't gotten it. I didn't test for the anti. I wanted to check to see if I had it when I was going back out in the world. Didn't have the antibodies, and we've been careful. My son had a sleepover on, I guess it was the night before Halloween, and the kid's mom got it that night.
Yeah,
but he didn't end up getting it. But we all had to get tested because right. We were also with her, and so we kind of pseudo quarantined, you know. And got all the tests, but none of us ended up testing positive. So
how about you guys, Jack?
So far so good. We were out early in the spring. Like we pulled the kids before the schools actually shut down, which it seems to be playing that schools are pretty safe as super spreader events go, but we pulled them out early, and then we shipped ourselves off to Connecticut early in June, and we didn't come back until November. And then the kids have been fully remote, so we have very little exposure. We've basically been hermits and no significant opportunities to get it, really. So far so good. It's gonna kick my ass if I get it.
What is going on with your foot, Jack?
So I had a high ankle sprain on my left ankle. And it's still very there, but I have bad ankles, and I've always had bad ankles, and I usually manage to get at least a sprain every 2 years. And I'm like a connoisseur of sprains at this point. So I'll get a sprain, and I can pretty much tell right away. You know, if I ice that today, I'm going to be, you know, walking around in 10 days, and I'm going to be, you know, playing in 3 weeks. And this one, when I did it, I knew like I'm fucked. So I think I'm still weeks from being able to play on it, but I'm also not at a weight that I really think I should be, you know, walking over roots and rocks to begin with. I'm at least 25 pounds overweight, maybe more than that. And that lends itself to it. You know, when I start to roll, that extra weight makes a big difference on those ligaments. So
yeah,
the truth is I got a bigger problem than the sprain, and I'm going to have to fix that before I'm ready to go. Risk right. The ankles again.
Maybe some other muscle strengthening too.
Yep. All that crap. Skateboarding should be a crime.
I don't know if Pat can change it, but.
Oh yeah, it's fine. It's really just for me to know who I'm uploading from, so it's not a big deal.
Am I still too loud?
No, I think that's pretty good.
Okay, cool.
All right, well.
Yeah.
Cool.
You're definitely too loud. You're always loud.
I'm so sorry.
But clear. Right. Clear as a bell.
Loud and clear, as they say.
All right, and we're actually about 3 minutes ahead of our normal
recording.
So. All right, yeah, I just wanted to make sure I'm good. I want to be good. I want to be tight. I want to be sexy. All right.
I want to give you a shoulder
load. Take your volume down a little bit, Dave.
I don't know how to do that. I don't know which Eric I am, the one on the top or the bottom.
I don't think you control. Can't you lower the volume?
On your device, you should be able to, like, what are you on, Dave? Are you on a computer?
I am on a computer.
Yeah, so if you just, like, open up your sound settings.
Okay, yeah, I'll go to System Preferences.
Right, and just lower the you should be able to lower your mic volume.
Yep. Yep. Let me see if it comes up. There you go. All right. Sound.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, yeah, there you go. Is that better?
That is better.
All right, cool.
We like it.
All right, cool.
Do I need to adjust? Because I actually might need help.
I just clicked mine. I just put mine halfway.
I think Eric, the real Eric, you sound good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool.
All right. We ready to go?
Yeah.